This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Mark Ballard is with us, the Capitol Bureau Chief for The Advocate, our Thursday tradition, and there's much happening locally, independent of the crazy world in the Beltway and beyond. And one of the developments in the last week since we last talked to Mark is that the City of St. George petition has been certified. And Mark, this could be a sweeping event for the parish of East Baton Rouge, and it's a case in which obviously a number of signatures were needed, and almost 13,000 signatures were required, and the final tally was 14,585. What's your take on whether this has the momentum to hit the finish line with success?
Well, it certainly makes it a lot easier. In the past, when they tried to get this through the legislature, one of the main arguments, you can count on the city of Baton Rouge to fight this tooth and nail, and a lot of the capital area delegation to do so. However, there will be legislators that represent that southeastern part of the parish who will be all on board with this, and I think House Republicans are also on board with this idea as well. But it's going to be quite a fight, and one of the big arguments that has been used in the past to kind of stifle this movement was that they didn't have enough signatures on the petition, and that argument seems to be out the window now.
Well, it is a question also as to when this will be on the ballot, and as you know, that can make a big difference in elections of this kind.
It is, and I think there would be a push to have it on the ballot for November, you know. But either way, if you had it in an off election cycle, I mean, then you would end up with people voting primarily the most enthusiastic voters would come from the southeastern part of the parish. You know, so and you know, it's an argument both ways.
And only the people within the new area, if it is incorporated, would be allowed to vote. I think I'm correct on that matter. That only residents, only residents living within the proposed boundary for the new city get to vote yes or no, and so that makes it perhaps a case where it may have more success than it otherwise would, which could mean the difference between winning and losing.
Right, right. But I believe that there would be a step on the way towards having the town, I guess it would be a city. It's large enough that it would be a city.
Yeah, it would be similar to what Central is. And Mayor Broome would still be the mayor, but this would be certainly a break from Baton Rouge city government. 877-217-5757, but the Metro Council and the mayor would remain the same. Henry at the Country Club. Henry, good morning. You're on with Mark Ballard.
Well, good morning, Mr. Mark. Good morning, Mr. Jim. I just heard you say a second ago that Mayor Broome would still be the mayor. She wouldn't be the mayor of St. George. She'd be the president of the parish.
Well, she would be the mayor president, but there would be a mayor of St. George. You are correct.
Right. There'd be a mayor, a police chief, a school board, and God only knows what else. And they say it'll all happen for free, that it won't cost a quarter for that to happen. So if you want to believe that. But I was concerned, basically, the creation of St. George, just like the creation of Central, just like the creation of school districts in Baker and Zachary, have been a new way to try and get around Brown versus Board of Education. What about if someone were to file a suit once that school system is created and the courts rule against it? What kind of boondoggle would that be?
All right. Well, that's a point. And some are saying this whole endeavor is based on schools.
And he is right. There is a group of people that think that this is a way to get around Brown versus Board of Education. And there likely would be a lawsuit coming out over that. Texas had one, a similar suit, because they had broken up into independent school districts, and basically the Supreme Court ruled that it didn't matter whether you were in a rich or a poor district, everybody got the same amount of money. And so that that likely would be how we ended up doing it after millions and millions of dollars have been spent on legal fees.
Ellen in Sherwood. Hi, Ellen. You're on the air with Mark Ballard.
Hi. It has to be said that there are definitely racial overtones in this whole endeavor. Otherwise, if people really cared about the public schools, they would want all of the children in all of the public schools to do well. They want to help every public school, but they just want some public schools of their own in the southern part of the city. And that's, it's just blatantly racist and unfair.
Well, it's an interesting configuration, too, when you look at who will be eligible to vote. This is not a city that has what you would consider the normal contiguous boundaries. And some have opted out, of course. So, Mark, this could be this could be a real mess.
It likely will be, and she's among those groups that I had mentioned earlier that are looking at it. From a different points of view. What it seemed to me like they were raising, that they were trying to put those lines in to, you know, pick up like the shopping malls and the and try to add to their sales tax base by picking up strip centers and shopping malls and that sort of thing. It will be basically the money will come from sales taxes over property taxes.
Dexter in Mid-City. Hi, Dexter. You're on with Mark Ballard. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm kind of curious. I know the original lines of Village St. George included the Gardere and a lot of neighborhoods of color, and now I notice that on the map a lot of those neighborhoods and decisions are changed. Can you kind of speak on that and what was the justification of making those moves? I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Dexter. Mark?
Well, they have, and I'm not, you know, intimately involved in listening to what they have to say about this, but they've been arguing that they're trying to make it more of a contiguous and compact district. But they are dropping off those neighborhoods that would add people of color and don't have a huge amount of sales tax revenues coming in. And they seem to have been drawn out.
Well, on another topic, Mark, yesterday the U.S. House voted 240 to 190. On a step to end the gun lobby grip on Washington. This is for background checks for all firearm sales and transfers, first major gun legislation considered by Congress in nearly 25 years. And among the Louisiana delegation, I think the only vote in the majority was that from Cedric Richmond. All the Republicans voted the other way, as will almost certainly John Kennedy and Bill Cassidy when it goes to the U.S. Senate. President says he'll veto it anyway, but what do you think?
Well, I had not. In fact, I was put on my list today to find out how they voted on that. But I'm not surprised that all the Republicans voted one way and Cedric Richmond voted the other way as the only Democratic representative in Washington that Louisiana has. And I mean, it seems to me that the NRA has got major support among Republicans in Louisiana.
Only 8 Republicans joined 232 Democrats, and it is curious that one of those who not only voted against it but spoke passionately against the legislation was Steve Scalise, who, of course, as we know, is a victim of gun violence. I would imagine that some people would say his life might be much different if the gentleman who shot him had been apprehended before, if that were possible. But Scalise, right, is one of those.
He would be a powerful speaker.
He could, but he has chosen to be a powerful speaker in the other direction. And for a man who's actually been a victim of gun violence, I think what he says has power.
Right, right. But nevertheless, I mean, he voted against expanding the gun sale checks, right? So, I mean, that falls along with the support that the NRA has among the Republicans in Louisiana.
877-217-5757. Keep that number handy because we're about to be joined by one of the best writers in the world, one Greg Iles, who's back in a huge way with Cemetery Road. But as we finish up with Mark Ballard, Matt tells me what we have. One more, Jim on airline. Jim, good morning. Jim, please be brief. You're on with Mark Ballard.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, I think the real question is for Steve Scalise is not that the background checks might have helped him. It's the fact that background checks don't pay for him to get reelected like the NRA does.
The NRA is a powerful entity in national politics, and Louisiana congressmen have benefited enormously from this organization. Bill Cassidy, well over $1 million he's received, and he'll be running next year. So that's an example, Mark.
And Kennedy also received a lot of money. I think all of the Republican congressmen receive it, but more so they like to be able to get that 100% NRA backing, whether they are hunters or not. Scalise is not a hunter, but he does file right behind the NRA positions, as you saw yesterday.
Mark Ballard, many thanks. Always a pleasure.